flat tyre pressures.
Now the area under the peak we are integrating to determine on a relative basis what's the size of one peak to another in a numeric sense. We must make sure that the response is linear, so we carry out a calibration curve exercise. So we're using an external standard calibration method there. We use a CCS. What was this one from this morning? Continuing calibration standard. Now, continuing calibration standard we run once every 10 samples, and this was to ensure that we didn't have any drift from our calibration curve value that we set up at the start. And then in addition, we typically will put an internal standard in with the sample as well to make sure that any sample-to-sample variation between one injection and the next is compensated for. Sort of values are typically in a ppm level on things like pesticides, which have a solvent behind them, whereas in the case of very clean samples, in terms of the matrix, if we're looking at things in air, we can easily get down to ppb levels. As a little indicator of the electron capture detector, this guy here is quite a weird sort of a detector. What's going on is that we have got a radioactive source of nickel here, and we put a gas into the detector chamber, and we get an electron current that's produced when this nickel source produces radiation, which hits the gas inside the detector. Now, when the analyte, which contains chlorines, goes into the detector area, then the chlorines have got a very high electron affinity. They grab the electrons. So what we actually do here is we relate the decrease in the background signal that's being produced all the time in this thing to the presence of our DDT or the DDE and stuff like that. So it's quite similar to an experiment we did in first year where we looked at the hardness of water. And you remember our calibration curve there actually related to, it was like an inverse calibration curve over the ones that you have done this year. You can't remember that pack, I'm sure. It was the last pack we did in 10-11. Yeah. So just so that you're aware, you have to be a little on your toes with the analysis. It doesn't always have to be the same thing. Normally, analyte responses, the more analyte you put in, the bigger the signal. In this case here, you have always got a signal from this thing here. What you're looking at is the more analyte that goes in, the smaller the signal. So you get an inverse calibration curve, but it's a linear response. So there's a picture from your textbook. Using, in this case here, total DDT, so we're looking over DDE as well as DDT. They have used an internal standard, that's the internal standard there. This is our unretained material. In this case here, we've got a solvent which has come through very quickly. And our retention time then is 5 minutes in the case of this thing here. So they're looking at the concentration in this case of DDE, a metabolite of DDT, inside these particular bats. And as you can see, it's electron capture detector response in terms of current.